November 5, 1922. The will of God crystallizes the soul. The knowledge of the palace of the divine will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen holding many little lambs in his arms, some leaning on his breast, some on his shoulders, some clinging to his neck, some on the right, some on the left in his arms, and some peeking out with their little heads from within his heart. However, the feet of all these little lambs were all in the heart of our Lord, and his breath was the nourishment he gave to them. They were all turned with their mouths toward the mouth of my sweet Jesus, to receive the nourishment of his breath. It was really beautiful to see how Jesus took highest pleasure, all intent in nourishing them and delighting with them. There really seemed as many births delivered by his most holy heart. Then, turning to me, he said, "My daughter, these little lambs that you see in my arms are the children of my will, legitimate births from my supreme volition. They will come out from within my heart, but will keep their feet in the center of my heart, so that they may take nothing from the earth, and may be concerned with nothing but me alone. Look at them, how beautiful they are. How clean and nourished they grow, fed by my breath alone. They will be the glory, the crown of creation." Then he added, "My will crystallizes the soul. And just as when any object is placed close to a crystal, another object is formed within it, fully similar to the one which is placed in front of it, so does my will reflect all it does in these souls, crystallized by my power. And they repeat and do all that my supreme will does. And just as my will is everywhere, in heaven, on earth and in every place, so do these souls, wherever my will is acting, absorb it like crystal within them and repeat my act, because they contain my will in them as their own life. Therefore, as I act, I take great delight in placing myself in front of them to see my own action being repeated in them. They are my mirrors, and my will multiplies them everywhere, for every act it does. So, there is not one created thing in which they are not present, in the creatures, in the sea, in the sun, in the stars, and even in heaven. And my will receives the return of my act from the creature in a divine manner. This is also the reason why I love so much that the living in my will be known, to multiply more of these mirrors crystallized by my will, to have my works repeated in them. Then I will not be alone anymore, but I will have the creature in my company. I will have her with me, intimately with me, in the depth of my will, almost inseparable from me, as if she had just come out of my womb when I created her, having followed no other way contrary to my will. How happy I will be!" On hearing this, I said to him, "My love and my life, I still cannot convince myself. How is it possible that no saint has always done your most holy will, and has lived in the way you are now saying, in your will?" And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, you still do not want to convince yourself that one can take as much light, grace, variety and value, for as much as he knows? Surely there have been saints who have always done my will, but they took of my will as much as they knew. They knew that doing my will was the greatest act, that which honored me the most and which brought sanctification, and with this intention they did it, and this is what they took, because there is no sanctity without my will, and no good nor sanctity, little or small, can come without it. You must know that what my will was, it is and will be, it has changed in nothing. But as it manifests itself, it makes known the variety of the colors, effects and values it contains. And it does not just make itself known, but it gives to the soul the variety of its colors, effects and values. Otherwise, why make them known? My will acted like a great lord who showed his most extensive and sumptuous palace. To the first ones he pointed out the way in order to reach his palace. To the second the door. To the third the stairs. To the fourth the first rooms. And to the last ones he opened all the rooms, making them the honors and giving them all the goods which are in it. Now, the first ones have taken the goods which are on the way. The second, the goods which are at the door. superior to those which are on the way. The third, those of the stairs. The fourth, those of the first rooms, where there are more goods and are kept more safely. The last ones, the goods of the whole palace. So has my will done. It had to make known the way, the door, the stairs, the first rooms, to be able to move on into the whole immensity of my will, and to show them the great goods which are in it, and how the creature operating in these goods contained in my will acquires the variety of its colors, of its immensity, sanctity and power, and of all my works. In making something known, I give an impress in the soul that divine quality which I make known. If you knew under what mighty waves of graces you are, when I move on to make you know other effects of my will, and how I paint in your soul as a skillful painter, the different effects and values which I make you know with the most vivid colors, you would remain crushed beneath my waves. But having compassion for your weakness, I sustain you. And while I sustain you, I impress more within you what I tell you, because if I speak, I act. Therefore, be attentive and faithful.